Justin Longmuir, what's the week been like on the back of a disappointing showing in Geelong?
It's been pretty similar to any week, whether we win or lose. We review the same way. We identify areas we need to get better at. We work on them, and then we mix that with a little bit of stuff we want to do against St Kilda. So it's been a pretty normal week, and the players are really keen to get out there and atone for last week.
What's the main thing you need to do well today to get the win?
Oh, we need to play four quarters. I think our home form has been pretty consistent. Our away form has been really patchy. And we need to really stand up under pressure. St Kilda are going to bring a lot of pressure. Their game's built on that area of the ground. So, we need to stand up under that and execute.
One of the really fascinating set of numbers for the West Coast Eagles is that you're first in hit-outs, 49.9 per game, but in centre clearances you rank 11th in the competition. How does that happen?
I think against probably against better sides we've struggled a little bit at centre bounce. Away we haven't quite gotten the ball inside 50 as much as we have here from that area of the ground. It's a really important area for us. It helps us play the game in our front half. And the other thing is that Nick gets a lot of attention from opposition scouts and opposition coaches, and they almost concede the hit out. So we've seen it with good ruckmen over time. Sometimes it's hard to make the most of that dominance, but we're looking to improve in that area.
I'm looking at Luke Shuey just having a bit of a run around at the moment to get ready for this match. Just the 19 disposals last week against Geelong. That's his lowest possession count in 17 games. What are you hoping to get out of him today?
Always hope all our players play at their best. Luke at his best, he wins the hunt, and he impacts on the outside, so hopefully he can bring that.
Nick Riewoldt, as we start to take a look at the Saints, what are you expecting, or where are you expecting him to spend the majority of his time? Because he spent a lot of time this year up on the ball and maybe a little less than in years gone by closer to goal.
Yeah, seems to be a little bit of a pattern of him starting on the wing, so we expect him to do that and then drift forward as the quarter goes on. I think they try and give their young forwards first opportunity to impact the game, and then if that's not getting the job done, well, they send Riewoldt forward a little bit more often. He's back to his very best, if not in career best form, so we'll put in a little bit of work to curtail his influence.
You take care of the forwards, the kicking on goal, how much work has been done, and can we expect a better display in front of goal today?
I look after the forwards, I look after all our goal kicking, so pretty interested to see what this wind is doing. Hopefully it dies down a little bit, because it could make kicking a little bit tricky. We're just focused on the process with our goal kicking. Hopefully we get the first couple under our belt, and then off we go.
Now, I remember sitting in the crowd here as a youngster at Domain Stadium in years gone by, and there was a certain Jay Longmuir who kicked a goal after the siren to win the game. Were you watching the game last night when Jake Lloyd kicked the goal after the siren, and did it bring back any memories for you?
I was watching the game last night. It was a fantastic kick, and that's where we hope to get with our players, to be able to execute their routine and their kicking action under extreme pressure. Hopefully, it doesn't come down to that today, but hopefully our players under pressure can execute skills like Lloyd did last night.
Yours was a bit of a tougher kick, wasn't it?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. It's a bit further out. That distance would have tested me.
Yours was a tougher angle. Thanks for your time. Enjoy today.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, guys.